George H.W. Bush hospitalized.
He is responding well to treatment after being admitted for shortness of breath.
Uproar over an act of clemency.
Early release for Chelsea Manning.
New role for inauguration fixture.
6-0, 60 years.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, 2 days before the inauguration of a new president, a 92-year-old former commander-in-chief is in the hospital. CBS's Chip Reed has details.
Former President George H.W. Bush has been at Methodist Hospital in Houston for 4 days, but his spokesman Jim McGrath says he is responding well to treatment after being admitted for shortness of breath. Mr. Bush is the oldest living U.S. president and remains in stable condition at the hospital. McGrath says they hope to have him discharged soon. As to why we weren't updated earlier on the president's health, McGrath told us the family has a right to privacy and didn't want to alarm anyone without assessing the situation.
Well, President Obama's decision to commute the 35-year prison sentence of Chelsea Manning, who leaked military secrets, is drawing fire from the Pentagon and Republicans in Congress. We're live with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The House Speaker says it's just outrageous. Paul Ryan says Chelsea Manning's treachery makes her unworthy of a reprieve. And sources tell CBS News the defense secretary didn't back this decision. But President Obama yesterday acted to dramatically shorten Manning's 35-year prison sentence, and she'll be released in May. More acts of clemency are expected before the president leaves office. Manning's many supporters are elated, saying they always doubted her 2010 theft of classified government cables did any real damage to national security.
I'm Larry Miller in London. The lawyer for Julian Assange says the WikiLeaks founder is ready to be extradited to the U.S. now that Manning's sentence is commuted. Assange, who's been holed up in Ecuador's London embassy since 2012, made that pledge last week. Assange published the classified material stolen by Manning. Another whistleblower, former NSA contractor Edward Snowden, was given permission to remain in Russia for another 3 years and then qualify for citizenship.
Well, just before his swearing in, Donald Trump's favorable rating stands at 32%, a new low in a fresh CBS News poll. Just 37% approve of the Trump transition. 62% say they approve of the Obama presidency. The road to confirmation could be rocky for some of Mr. Trump's cabinet choices who go before Senate panels today. Here's CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Democrats went to the Senate floor last night to slam Scott Pruitt, Mr. Trump's pick to head the Environmental Protection Agency.
Scott Pruitt is a professional climate denier.
In his testimony today, Pruitt will say that as EPA administrator, he'll advocate for a better and healthier environment, but that environmental regulations should not occur in an economic vacuum. Georgia Congressman Tom Price can also expect some tough questions today. Democrats want to know why the nominee for Secretary of Health and Human Services bought stock in a medical device company 1 week before he introduced a bill that would benefit that company.
It may well be that this trade was illegal.
Less controversial is Mr. Trump's pick for UN ambassador, South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, though some Democrats are questioning whether she has the right experience. Experience also came up at the confirmation hearing for billionaire Betsy DeVos last night. She is Mr. Trump's choice to be Secretary of Education, but has never worked in a public school system.
Do you think if you were not a multi-billionaire that you would be sitting here today?
I do think that there would be that possibility. I've worked very hard on behalf of parents and children.
Well, now to Orlando. 9 days after Police Sergeant Deborah Clayton was shot and killed outside a Walmart, the 41-year-old suspect is in custody. Police Chief John Mina says he was tracked to an abandoned house where he was wearing body armor and had 2 loaded handguns.
He did resist arrest, and Lieutenant Deborah Clayton's handcuffs were placed on him.
Markeith Lloyd is also likely to face charges in connection with the death of an ex-girlfriend. Mina says officers have been living in their vehicles, working nonstop on the case. An Atlanta man is under arrest after police say one of his 2 dogs attacked and killed one child and injured another as they walked to a bus stop. Angie Smith was nearby when it happened.
I just saw another child and the dog playing tug of war with the baby, and the dog ripped the baby out of the child's hand.
One of the dogs, a pit bull, was shot by officers. Both are expected to be euthanized. Back in 1985, a mother who didn't have custody of her 2 young daughters allegedly made off with them, eluding police in Rhode Island. Now, after all these years, the 3 have been found in the Houston area. The kid's father, Russell Yates, says he never stopped trying to find them.
It's all about my children. I just, hopefully they'll want to get in touch with me. That's the adults now.
His daughters are now in their 30s. The woman, now 69, living under another name, is under arrest. A time-tested voice will have a new and unexpected role when the inaugural parade steps off Friday in Washington.
I, Dwight D. Eisenhower.
It was 1957, right before the second inauguration of President Eisenhower, when Washington broadcaster Charlie Brotman got a call.
You will be the president's announcer. Gulp! The president's announcer. I'm a nobody.
The University of Texas Band.
Announcing inaugural parades has helped turn this nobody into a Washington institution.
You've been doing this for 60 years.
60.
But this year, he was told his services will not be needed.
Yeah, I was really disappointed.
Are you a big admirer of Charlie?
Huge.
Steve Ray will be the new announcer.
Some people say he's earned the right to decide for himself when to stop doing this.
He does have that right. But in this case, the apolitical, nonpartisan Presidential Inauguration Committee also has the right to choose how they put on the event.
Brotman doesn't blame him.
Not a bit. If I were he, I'd be ecstatic too.
He'll be covering Friday's parade for a local TV station, reaching a much larger audience and getting paid to do it. Chip Reed, CBS News, Washington.
A new study in a climate journal says one result of climate change will be fewer mild days. For the past three decades, the planet has averaged 74 mild days a year. Experts say by the end of the century, that average will shrink to 64. Some new research finds a treatment some adults use for pain might be the answer for some suffering new parents. Here's CBS's Jim Shenemy.
Parents of colicky babies know how miserable that can be, both for Junior and for mom and dad. But Swedish researchers have found what they say is an effective treatment, acupuncture. After just 2 weeks of treatments, about two-thirds of the babies given acupuncture no longer had colic. Infantile colic is common, and pediatricians will tell you there's no specific treatment or medicine available. Colic is a catch-all term for otherwise healthy babies who cry for more than 3 hours a day, three or more days a week. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
Among those included in President Obama's actions yesterday, former baseball star Willie McCovey, the 79-year-old slugging Hall of Famer, was pardoned by the president. He got 2 years probation for evading taxes on baseball memorabilia. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.